Continuing with this weekend's driver of the number 15 Rick Ware Racing Ford, Tim Brown. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll get right to you. We'll start with Jacob over here.
Jacob Seelman, Race Face Digital. Tim, for starters, Bert was joking earlier. He's a 49-year-old rookie this weekend. So I guess by that logic, you're a 53-year-old rookie. What does this moment mean, though, for somebody who's championed the grassroots to get an opportunity like this in a cup car?
It means everything to me, right? Like, not just to me, but my family and all of our partners and sponsors that's been with me through this journey for many years. And just to be at this level, to get to shine is just outstanding, and can't wait to make the best of it.
What, if anything, do you feel like your experience here at Bowman Gray, regardless of vehicle, may do to benefit you? And at the end of the day, as much as I know you're a racer and the result matters, is just being a part of this as special as, you know, potentially having a top finish?
Being a part, super special. As far as racing here for the last 30-some years, knowing the racetrack and every crack and crevice, I think, is a little bit of an advantage. But these guys drive these cars all the time, so I think that, you know, and you get very limited practice here, so I think the learning curve for both of us are going to be very short. So as far as being special, like, yeah, it's very special just to be here, but I'm a racer, and I want to win this thing, right? So that's why we're here, and we've worked really hard to build the best car at RWR that we could build to put on a good show today.
Go Jenna, Bob, and then Deb.
Jenna Fryer, Associated Press. As a first-timer here, I'm curious, is fighting required? Is it part of the rules?
It's you might as well say yeah, right? Like, I mean, let's be real. If you race here for 30-some years, you're going to fight.
Sometimes, how many fights have you been in?
Ooh, do I have to say? It's been a few.
You can guess.
It's 10.
Only 10 in 30 years?
Yeah, it's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
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 They're good ones, though. Does that matter?
How many have you won?
All of them.
why do so many people fight here?
Just the passion, right? The So I'm very passionate about what I do on and off the racetrack, and we take a lot of pride in our equipment, and our race cars are immaculate. So we don't make a lot of money to do this at this level, right? So if you tear my race car up, I'm going to come see you. That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Thank you.
Thanks. Come, Bob.
Bob Harkris, Fox Sports. You said you know every crack and crevice here, but how much, if any, did those change with the new walls?
So the walls did change the view of the racetrack from what I'm used to seeing for so many years. It's beautiful out there, right? But it does change the way you see the racetrack as you're driving. So it was unique in learning to adapt to that this morning in the modified practice. And I think it's going to be even more unique with the cup car with the full body and the full windshield and all that. So looking forward to that.
Groove change at all? Did it take away a lot? Not that the upper groove is great, but did it take any of it away?
Not really. I thought from pictures and seeing the track visually, I thought, like, man, it's way different. The biggest difference, honestly, is just visually. As far as the track groove, I think it's basically the same. It is for the modified anyway. I'm not sure about the cup car yet.
We'll go to Deb, then Zach, then Lee.
Deb Williams, Auto Week. Tim, it's my understanding your grandfather raced here, and your father as well?
No, just my grandfather.
Your grandfather.
My dad didn't race, yeah.
Okay, so with your grandfather having raced here, and now you've been here as long as you have, what does that mean to you to be able to race here where your grandfather raced, and what's your earliest memory of this track?
So I can remember, I had 5-6 years old playing right over here where you go onto the racetrack around a fire barrel. As a little kid, like me and Bert Myers and a bunch of other kids would hang out in the pits with our families as they were working on race cars, and we would run around. There used to be trees over there and play. So I've kind of grown up here, you know what I mean? So that's what makes it even more special to get to make a cup debut here.
What do you think your grandfather would feel about you running a cup race here now?
He is smiling. He's smiling today for sure.
Thank you.
Zach Albert, NASCAR.com. Tim, you kind of said earlier how great the place looks. I think Bert had said something about it was maybe a little bit bittersweet not to see the old familiar guardrail and, you know, having the barriers replaced and things like that. But do you see this progress? Is it kind of a necessary step to kind of make an investment? I think Kyle Busch was in here, said, you know, this is making an investment in the future of this place.
Absolutely. Cosmetically, it's beautiful, right? And that's important, too, for the fans that come, for sponsors that spend money to come. If you say, hey, we're partners with teams that race here, and you show them this racetrack now, they're going to be impressed, right? Now, it did have some history with the old guardrails kind of laid over and painted and things, and had some character and very historical. But it's just a new chapter, right? So it'll still have the same persona. It'll still have the same passionate fans. It'll still put on the great race look, but it just looks great now.
And I know you and Bert have been, you know, super competitive through the years and everything like that. Is there a part of you that would be rooting for him in terms of, like, if he can show well, like, hey, that's one of our guys, alongside of, if you couldn't, if he could?
That's a tough question to answer because the racer in me says no, right? But, I think it's good that both of us got this opportunity to do this, and thanks to everybody involved that thinks the same way, right? It's, at my age, just to get the opportunity to do this is overwhelming, and it's super special for the opportunity. And Todd Hunt at Jerry Hunt Super Center for all that he does, or we wouldn't be here, period, right? So, yeah, I want to run well, right? And I want to show that we deserve to be here, that it's just not a, hey, let's give this old guy an opportunity to go ride around in a cup car, right? I feel like I deserve to be here. I've dedicated my whole life to racing, and I've worked my butt off, and here we are. Make the best of it.
We'll go to Lee and then to John.
You kind of feel like Cinderella right now, and that you're going to the ball, and then on Monday you're going to go back to Rick Ware and work on cars?
Yes, absolutely. It is that, and it's been like that for like 6 weeks. You know what I mean? Like, with all the media, like, and all you guys have been super awesome to work with. We've talked about this for 6 months, right? Like, under the radar and behind the scenes when Rick kind of knew that this deal was coming and he wanted me to run it. And I'll tell you, the coolest thing was to walk in. They wrapped the car Sunday to surprise me when I went to work on Monday. And when you walk in and flip the lights on and you see that thing sitting there, it was like super emotional, right? So, and then to get to bring my family down and have the modified there to unveil it and have our sponsors there and my wife and kids, it is super, super special, right? And then I woke up this morning, I text Todd. I woke up with the biggest smile on my face this morning and such at peace with the Lord that I'm just so blessed to be here, right? And I'm going to enjoy every moment of it. And I hope that we put that thing up front and make a show out of it.
And kind of to follow up on Zach's question, with the can opener gone and with the safer barrier there, did you have to change your line in the modified? And do you expect to?
No, we didn't really have to change the line. It just looks different, right? It looks because the safer barrier stands 90 and the old guardrail kind of laid over. It just looks way different. But as far as changing the line, no.
Come over here, John.
Tim, I can't remember. Have you and Bert ever fought, or did you guys?
Not like physically. We fought with our cars a few times.
Even when you were little kids over there playing, or no?
I don't remember back then. I've been knocked out a few times, so I don't remember.
Look at a Buzzy.
Buzzy Tatarovich, motorsport.com. Have you had any training or testing, any simulator experience, or are you kind of just relying on your modified driving experience getting into the cup car?
No, Ford was gracious enough to give us a lot of sim time leading up to this race, and I got to spend some time in there. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know if it helped because I've not driven a cup car yet, so it's weird to see how that's going to correlate. If it correlates well, we should be fine because I did pretty good in there after I got used to not getting sick in it.
So that was my next question. A lot of these younger guys kind of grew up with it. I've had the opportunity, I'm in my late 30s, to try a simulator at this age. And for me, it felt like everything was spinning. So, did it take you long to adapt?
So it's really funny. When I walked into the Ford Performance Center, there's, you know, a room full of people, and they're all, like, laughing. And I'm like, what'd I do? Like, looking, you know, and they're like, we'll just see how long it takes you to get sick. It's like 15 seconds. Yeah, I mean, I was like, I got to get out of this thing, right? So then they gave me Dramamine and the bracelets and all that stuff. But after, like, the fourth trip to the simulator, I was fine. But I asked them, I was like, so what's the ticket here? Like, what have you got to do? And they said, be born after 1995.
All right, well, thank you for coming in, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you all.